This is CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Italy, to my colleague Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation. The headlines about the war in Ukraine, you can find anywhere in Europe. We're going to see right now a report from the Italian Defense Ministry that pro-Russian hackers are targeting institutional websites in Italy. Italy is very much part of the voice of Europe, telling Russia to stop the aggression and to return to base. However, Lorenzo, a very good evening to you. Prime Minister Draghi has been outspoken in saying that the Russian conduct is unacceptable. These hackers attacking your institutions, including the Senate and other significant Italian institutions, are these reported as damaging or harassment? How is it understood? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Yes, I would say that very likely the position that Mr. Draghi taken over the last few days have increased the level of attack that Italian institutions are suffering because of hackers that are clearly identified coming from Russia. Everything started a few weeks ago after a declaration of Mr. Draghi pretty sharp against Mr. Putin regime. And there was an attack with our railway ticketing, national railway ticketing system. So for one day, there was no way to buy any tickets online, only to go to the ticket office. Very recently, the level of attack have increased also to sanitary organization, with the latest one with the Senate and others. Fortunately, these are not causing a very big damage compared to what was happening with the railway ticketing online system. Everything is under control, also because Italy have introduced a lot of preventative measure in terms of cyber defense for whatever is a critical infrastructure. The level of sensitivity regarding the need of having cyber security around our system have increased over the last year. So, fortunately, I would say the reaction of Italy is a prompt. I would say the system are pretty reliable, but certainly few, let's say, inefficiency is in the order of a daily reports because of, let's say, Russian attacking our computer system.
Another way in Italy is the adjustment to the public welfare. Right now, Italy joins Germany and Ireland in reducing public transport charges. At the same time, Italy has to deal with a diminution of energy resources from Russia, willy-nilly. Italy's been seeking energy out of Africa, but will it be enough? Because there's a weather system said to be closing on the whole of the Mediterranean basin, exceedingly warm. And your prime minister asked several weeks past, we discussed it, that the Italian people reduce their air conditioning this summer. So Italy's looking for a very uncomfortable summer of not enough energy for all the people there. Is the public with this request by the Prime Minister to reduce energy consumption?
Well, I can tell you that Mr. Draghi was very, very easy. I don't know if I may use such a word, but his way of communication is a pretty effective. He said clearly, do you prefer air conditioning this summer or peace? And this was the message he delivered to all the Italians. And of course, after that, he started a very intense effort to find alternative energy in substitution of the large dependency that we have from Russian gas. And so he arranged an immediate increase of gas supply from Algeria, a roadshow to conclude agreement with the four African countries. And of course, he's very keen to achieve an autonomy from any Russia supply by the next 24 months. There are some, let's say, debate on the newspaper whether this is possible or not possible in 24 months' time. What I can tell you is that Mr. Draghi and this cabinet wants really to push as soon as possible an independence from any supply of energy from Russia. And I would say that Italy is more or less the front runner of this policy in Europe, more than other countries, maybe because other countries like Germany have a larger dependency. And he introduced also supportive measure to those families that have a low earning by giving a bonus for public transportation, but he also introduced a discount reducing the fiscal charges on fuel in order to avoid any protests from the logistic supply. You know that Italy is very much dependent on supply of goods made by trucks. And so he reduced, and now the price is under control. Whether this can continue, this is a question.
The heat said to be closing on Italy also includes a report that the Po River, which I believe is your Mississippi, it's the big river of Italy, the Po River has retreated dramatically and building up banks of the Po River never seen before. Have you experienced the same? Is the Po unusually low?
Never in the past, particularly in this season. It happened in the past during the late part of summer, when the summer season was very drought and characterized by high temperature. But frankly speaking, what happened in the winter time with very few snow on the Alps and no rain for almost 150 days has created a big problem. The Po River is in crisis. And this is also something very critical because, you know, that area which is crossed by the Po River is very intensively cultivated. There are a lot of crops comes from that area, which is, of course, now a problem that goes over and above the lack of supply of weather from Ukrainian because of the war. And there is also an effect of certain very beautiful biodiversity from a biodiversity point of view area, particularly at the end of the Po River in the area south of Venice, where we have an ecosystem very interesting. And the salt water of the sea goes into the sea and the riverbed. And this may cause a destruction of whatever is the vegetation, the fish and the animals of that area. So we hope to have more rain in the next days, but Hannibal, which is the name of the heat wave from Africa, is now dominating all the peninsula, at least until the next weekend.
Are you experiencing the heat in Genoa? Has it gotten to the north of Italy yet?
Well, Genoa right now, over these days, I was over the weekend in Genoa, is pretty pleasant from a temperature point of view. But even in this area, there are a few places in the mountainside which are now suffering a drought. And so there is a supply of water to these places using trucks, simply because the water resources are over.
Finally, 30 seconds. The tourists are back, I understand. Your roadways are filled. Where are they coming from?
Well, the most are coming from the north of Europe. But I know and I can tell you that now my friends in Rome, in Florence, are telling me that many American tourists are now back to Italy. And the latest report of the weekend, particularly the weekend in Turin, where we have the Euro Festival, the festival of the European song, many tourists from all Europe and hotel operator, restaurant operator were very happy because everything was pretty busy.
Lorenzo Fiore, the executive director of the Ansaldo Foundation. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,